As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Diving right back into it here on Fesco and Dusty. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you here on 96.5 The Fam. Damn, glad to have you. Somebody says, Dusty, I'm with you. How about the crunchies from Long John Silver's?
Yeah,
you
better believe it. Those,
oh,
man.
You better believe it. Just soak them in malt vinegar. And
they
just
sell them, don't they?
I wish. And then somebody brought this up. Two things from Culver's. Boom Boom Sauce. I'm unaware. Didn't know that was
a
thing.
What is Boom Boom Sauce? Didn't they serve that at the Hawk and Lawrence?
Mm-hmm. In a Boom Boom room.
That's right.
Once saw Sasha Khan there with a woman on each arm.
Boom, boom, boom.
Let's go back in my room. I am the center for the Kansas Jayhawks.
Did you see a Kansas Jayhawk won the Boston Marathon yesterday?
Set a record, didn't you?
So yeah, cool. How awesome is that?
That's sick. Set the record.
I was watching the coverage on WCVB in Boston because I just like watching the marathon coverage. Mm-hmm. I like Patriots Day. My wife runs the marathons. I'd like her to run Boston, but that's a hard one, right? And they're doing the marathon coverage, and they got the local news involved, and they were talking about how you got to hydrate after a marathon. Mm-hmm. It's important to hydrate
and
after
pasta.
You run a marathon. Before. It's important to hydrate after you run a marathon. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Local news
in a nutshell right here. And what do we have on this morning? It's important to wear the right shoes because they can detect diseases
Souls.
Or something.
Yeah. And then two different text numbers on one topic. They said that we have to do this.
Okay.
That you're supposed to get the cheese curds from Culver's and a side of caramel sauce.
Okay.
And
all
dip
right.
them in there.
All right.
Wow. One person says it's like French toast. The other person said it tastes like funnel cake.
Oh, I'm so in. Yes.
How does the cheese kind of parlay itself into that? Like, I get the fried and the caramel like that.
That's easy.
But
yeah.
What does the cheese add to that top, right? Like, I'm just trying to imagine that flavor, right?
I feel like that savory, that texture, the gooey cheese with the caramel. I don't know. It could be really good. I'm kind of in on this.
Two different people have texted it.
Yeah.
So you know it's good.
This is a thing.
Okay. Somebody says horseradish sauce and Culver's cheese curds.
Ooh,
I'm there.
Like the
I'm
Wendy's there. Horsey sauce and the cheese curds? That sounds really good.
I think that's Arby's.
Did I say Wendy's? Ooh. Yeah, Arby's. Yeah. Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Speaking of good stuff, you're playing a really bad team from Colorado tonight as you start a 3-game series where you should absolutely dominate the two pitchers for the Colorado Rockies in the second and third game, carrying ERA of 7.5 or higher. Tonight, you get Chris Bubich. Bubalicious is on the mound. For the Kansas City Royals. This offense has been putrid. It's been bad. It's losing interest with the entire city because everybody wants to know who's getting picked at 31 by the other team in the same parking lot. And I think that when you look at this game tonight and you look at this series against the Rockies and you see what the Royals can do, what they have.
Thank you, Mac. I am ready to talk NBA, baby. Let's do this. Knicks and Pistons tied at one game apiece. Clippers and Nuggets are tied at one game apiece.
What a
LeBron
world.
Is flopping out there. We got Steph Curry draining threes. Let's go. The NBA is fantastic.
I think Bob's got the blinds open.
Something.
Whoa.
I put it on last night.
Whoa.
Bob's a watcher now.
There was a guy that I saw.
On a Tuesday.
Well, the Yankee game got out of hand. The Padre game got out of hand. The Mets-Phillies game never got real interesting.
Basketball.
So I'm like, the Knicks and Pistons are playing. Let me put it on.
Red Sox were in the fifth inning by the time we left yesterday.
I know, which is great.
Marathon game.
Marathon
I didn't think about
day.
It.
Yeah. And so
more games at 10 a.m. MLB.
Yes, see, it didn't take you long to adopt it. This schedule at all.
More games at 10. Could you imagine leaving work, going to the K at 10 and being in the second inning?
Oh, it'd be outstanding. It'd be so good. Like the games
hot.
Like that, you know, you do a Friday at 1 or Friday at 3, I think, and home game should be either 1 or 3 on a Friday. And then you should have at least one of those like random just strange times, make it a big deal. Like on, I don't know, August 16th or then September 13th when they moved to 119th and all, you do like 913 day or 816 day where the game's like 10 a.m. and, you know, you kind of have that celebration. But I was watching the game for a brief second last night.
Whoa. You watched the NBA on TV
last
night?
Well, I turned it on with five seconds to go.
Don't retreat. You watched the NBA.
I turned it on with 5.6 seconds to go in the first quarter, and I turned it off with 1.4 seconds to go in the first quarter. I'm not lying.
What's longer, Bob's NBA viewing or his Tuesday night session?
My session is much longer. Yeah.
All right, Mac.
And then I saw a guy that plays for one of the teams, the NBA player. His name is Cam Payne.
Cam Payne. Yes.
And then I was out on that one. You named your kid Cam Payne.
It's better than naming your kid Mo Cheeks.
Maurice Cheeks was the best, man. That guy could play back in the day.
And there's Cheeks clapping after that three. What?
Maurice Cheeks is a great basketball player.
You had
player.
Me excited. I thought you really watched some of this game.
I told you, I put it on with 5.6 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Damn it.
And I turned it off with 1.4 to go. They fouled. They went to the line. I lost interest, and Schwarber was up for the Phillies or something.
Well, Castellanos wasn't hitting home runs because the Pope died. He was smashing an Uncrustable. Yeah. All right, Mac, let's go. NBA, baby. Let's talk
so
about it.
So, campaign. If your name is Payne, you can't name your kid Cameron. You just can't.
Or Max.
Campaign has been around the hay. Chill. Oh, you said Max. Okay, good.
Max. Awesome.
No, X.
M-A-X. Max Payne.
Formerly known as Twitter.
So
Twitter Payne. Twitter Payne. Your name is Payne. You can't go by Cam. Campaign?
And he kind of looks like Sid the Sloth as well. Knicks taking the L last night, your New York Knicks. They were down like 8-10 the whole game. They were able to come back.
That second that I saw, they were down a few points, yes.
They were down a few points then as well. Jalen Brunson hits a few big shots. Things that happen in the NBA playoffs or in sports playoffs in general, right? Guys get to the forefront of your mind. They get to the forefront of national media. They get, that's a household name now.
You get paid in the playoffs.
Yes, exactly, right? Cade Cunningham has been a good player for the past two seasons, but he's on the Detroit Pistons, so who really cares who's watching the Pistons? They haven't made the playoffs. Boom, they're in the playoffs, and boom, they have a chance to beat one of the bigger franchises in the NBA and in all of sports. Cade Cunningham is becoming a household name, so that's one storyline here for him.
The NBA,
exciting.
Though, needs the Knicks to win. They really do. They need the Knicks to win. You need Knicks-Celtics in the second round for people to be interested in that. That will be huge. I mean,
100%.
The Knicks make the NBA better. I don't know if there's another team in another sport that makes a league so much better than the Knicks do for the NBA. Is that hyperbolic, Bob? Is that growing up in New Jersey and watching the Knicks in the 90s and realizing how powerful that brand was when they were good? But I can't think of another sport where a certain team has to be good to make the league that much better.
My dream Final Four in the NBA would be Lakers and Warriors in the Western Conference Finals and Knicks-Celtics in the Eastern Conference.
Can you have Clippers and Lakers in the Western?
Can.
But you can't have Knicks-Celtics, though, in the Eastern Conference Finals. No, that does suck.
Yeah, that does suck.
That does suck because the NBA is good with Boston involved too. Can you guys think of another sport or another team where that league is better when that team is good?
Like the Steelers, maybe?
But the NFL is kind of untouchable.
Yeah. Is the NFL better when Dallas is good? Because then we all wait for them to lose it in the playoffs?
No, 37 million people watched them play the Giants on Thanksgiving.
It's true. Yeah, it doesn't really.
I think when the Yankees are good, baseball
Yankees
is better.
Are good. Yep, that's another one. New York teams,
a fair point.
Yeah.
Hate them, it's like, it's New York. Look at the World Series. Dodgers-Yankees last year, highest watching World Series.
In decades,
And then tonight we get three games, two that overlap each other.
Yeah, and this is what's so stupid. The NBA needs to work on this. Okay. So last night was Clippers-Nuggets. I'm up past my bedtime, 11 o'clock. There's 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Hey, if that guy would have come to your door at 9:22 trying to sell something, you'd have answered.
I would have been livid. But no, I was...
I've seen that face, too.
I was, Yeah, it happens sometimes. I try and keep it, you know. But
bites his teeth.
11 o'clock, 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I'm just like, cool, I got to go to bed. Got to go to sleep. I'm missing this awesome game that was a nail-biter. Kawhi ends up winning with almost 40 points. They win by three. They beat the Nuggets. But tonight...
That's just the way it's going to be, though, in the early rounds of these playoffs. You have to, like, I mean, that's, it is what it is, right, when you're hosting these games on the West Coast.
Like Dusty said yesterday, can we start at 8?
Yeah.
Which would be 6 o'clock on the West Coast.
That's fine.
I don't care about the West Coast.
That's good.
I'm thinking like a TV executive is on this because that's all that matters. I mean, they're taking these games away from regional TV because they want them on the national network. So
and it's that Voldemort-looking commissioner that ruins everything.
Show me.
I mean, I sent you guys that story with college football. They're talking about seeding the college football playoff now based on TV ratings, guys.
That sucks.
Take off your turban. I want
to
see
So to answer your question, no.
So then how does this happen? So Grizzlies Thunder are on at 6:30. Pacers Bucks are on at 6. Why are Grizzlies Thunder the TNT game? Is that just scheduling? Because that's the crappiest series in the first round.
Yeah, Grizzlies Thunder, where should that game be?
NBA TV at 6 o'clock where Pacers Bucks is. I want to watch Pacers Bucks tonight. Well, Damian Lillard might
try to drive you to that channel maybe.
I think you also have to look at Ja selling. I mean, that's
John Morant's
he's
great.
The face of the league. What's SGA. He going to do?
The Thunder are awesome.
I mean, as long as you don't zoom in and listen to the audio that Anthony Edwards was telling the Lakers fans.
Oh, my God. Anthony Edwards. Like, what's going to come of that?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
nothing.
Well, don't think so?
I don't think so.
I mean
that's a horrible look for this league.
It is.
Anthony Edwards.
Been a horrible look
for
this
league. Yeah, he's not a good guy.
Right.
He is worse than this league than is Ja Morant, but no one else would think that because of the way he is portrayed online.
Yeah.
But I truly believe that.
No, it's true. I mean, you can see with Dusty, you know. I mean, but...
Yeah.
It's bad.
I mean, Anthony Edwards grabbing his member, telling a Laker fan to, I mean...
No, he said it was bigger than his.
Oh, big. That's right. Bigger, yeah. That's right. Grabbing his member and doing that in front of the scorer's table.
Yeah.
And we've got it on video. Like, there's got to be discipline for that.
Yeah, Baltimore's definitely going to send him a check. Let me see your bank account.
I mean, there has to be discipline for that. Like that, you want to talk about like what is a bad look for the league? Like the NFL always talks about like a black eye for the shield and whatnot. Anthony Edwards doing that last night is just totally unacceptable.
Yeah, there's crude text messages that have been released between him and a woman that he had intercourse with and all of those sorts of, it's just like, it's not a good look.
It's getting to the point like they wanted this guy to be like the young Jordan and 100%. All this kind of stuff. And since that, it's been nothing but just a bleep show for this guy. Like, you just can't do that kind of stuff. And I'm not a prude individual.
No,
you know, 48, you're an old man. That's one of those things like, how do you grow the game? Not that way.
No. We're a brand, dude.
Yeah. Sounds I mean, could you imagine an NFL player doing something like that? How quickly Roger Goodell would be there shutting that guy down?
I mean, Travis Kelce rolled dice and got a fine.
Yes.
So, nice. Let it be stood. Sounds like somebody might have a Richard of the Week. No pun intended. But coming up on the other side, there are draft props. We will dive into them because it is the official week of the NFL draft. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Millennial Seinfeld music coming your way on a beautiful Tuesday morning.
Is Travis Hunter the biggest bust potential in this draft?
I'd say so.
Probably with name recognition. That's what my other answer was. Like, if you're going up number one overall, like, you're just either... Like, what does Cam Ward have to do to not bust? What's he have to do to, like, consider not a bust? Like, if you're not a bust, like, he goes out there and has, what, 3,500 yards, throws for, like, 20 touchdowns and, like, 15 interceptions? You're cool with that,
that'd
right?
Be great. Well,
that's exceptional.
Yeah, that's good. But, like, don't we just judge quarterbacks based on championships? And if he never wins one, is he considered a bust? I mean, I don't know what people judge...
No.
Busts on anymore. I really don't
want to be a bust.
Well, yeah. Like, but I don't know what people judge it on. You know, how are we judging whether or not? I think it's just the eye test. I don't think it's something you think about or have a list of what, you know, you just know whether or not somebody busted out or not.
Yeah, how long they're there, some stats, maybe some wins. Yeah, probably like you're right. Nothing definitive.
Like if Caleb Williams has a year like he had last year or this year.
That's we're getting into.
Then you have the bust alarm going off.
Well, how long do you give somebody before they become a bust too?
3 years.
Yeah, usually you should give them 3
quarterback
years.
Or every position?
Quarterback, for sure.
Quarterback especially, I'd say.
Wide receiver, you basically have 1 year depending on where you're drafted. Because, what is it, Quentin Johnson for the Chargers?
Yep.
Out of TCU?
Yep.
Is that it? Quentin Johnston?
Quentin Johnston.
Quentin Johnston?
It's Johnston, yeah.
He's
yeah.
considered a bust.
Well, absolutely. He drops everything thrown yeah. in his general direction. I mean,
like his first year was where he was drafted. I think that's the other thing. It's like where you're drafted. Yeah, that's why quarterbacks are always on the bust watch because they're always in the top 10 picks.
But I think Travis Hunter is going to be watched a lot this year, right? Like the spotlight's yeah. going to be bright on him. Cam Ward, they're going to say, oh, he plays for Tennessee. They don't have a coach. And then, you
how
know,
many years did Johnny Manziel get? Three?
Did he get that?
I don't know. But that's more
because he partied himself at the league.
They literally couldn't roster him anymore. He was right. just being.
Yeah, that he busted himself. Mm. On that one. I mean, that was all the partying that kicked him out of the league. So I don't know. How long does an offensive tackle get?
You get moved to guard probably by the end of year two if you're not performing.
And then you're considered a bust, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're a good guard, I don't know. Like, is it a bust if you become a great guard? Like, is Kingsley a bust if he becomes a great left guard?
Well, can you have a bust after the first round was
that's
my next question.
Yeah, that's another good question.
Can you be
a
bust?
I think so. Because I consider Sky Moore a bust.
Okay. Yeah, but, I mean, he just didn't perform.
Yeah.
I mean, but what if he goes out there and performs this year, you know?
That's true.
Everybody's talking about, hey, we need a wide receiver. Why can't this guy get better? We never believe our guys can get better. It's always like, oh, okay, this guy's never going to be good. Well, why not? Why can't he get good? Maybe he figures it out.
Yeah.
You know, somebody has an epiphany and all of a sudden you get a little bit older, you wake up and you realize what you have to do to have success, you know, in the league. And so that's why when people give draft grades, like the draft grades will come out, we'll all look at them, go, what do we get? What do we get? What do we get? And we won't know in a couple of years. You want to know how a draft grades out, go back and look at the draft grade the Chiefs got in 22. I can't think it was an A. Mm-hmm. Now you go back and you look at it and go, that's an A++++++. Like it's a Christmas story, you know? Like, so that's one of those things that, like, it's so hard to determine. You got to give these guys time. But in this instant gratification society, we wanted it yesterday. We want Cam Ward to have already won the Super Bowl, and he hasn't even been drafted yet. So
I would say Ryan Leaf got 3 years. Because he was terrible his first year, obviously. Yeah. Then he had the injured shoulder.
So was Peyton, though.
So then Ryan Leaf, like, blew his shoulder out or something happened in his second year in 99. And then in 2000, he was terrible again. He went 1-8. They called it a day, and his career was over. When drafted 98, done in 2000.
So when did he yell at that reporter and scream?
I think that was year one.
Was that year one?
It might have been year two, because year one, he played 9 games. Year two, he played 9 games. Well, he played in 11, started 9 games in both years. Had a combined record of 4-14.
Yeah, one of the great busts of all time. No question. Yeah.
Him and Jamarcus Russell are probably the top two when it comes to quarterback busts.
Yeah.
Because wasn't Jamarcus number one overall?
I don't know.
Maybe
was
not.
He, was he may not have
he
been. Was definitely a first-round pick, but he was all into that purple drink and not mm-hmm. like they gave him a blank video cassette or something to go watch, and he didn't watch it, and like just terrible.
Yeah. And then the shoulder injury, which would be the catalyst of Ryan Leaf's career, because then he would, you know, seep into addiction and pain pills and all
it's
that.
It's a very sad story.
And he's talked about it a lot, so yep. I'm proud of him to bring that actually to the truth. But
it needs to be talked about because so many of these guys in the NFL become addicted to pain meds, and there's nothing anybody wants to do about it except give them more pain meds.
So your girl, Kay Adams, had a tweet this morning. It says, good morning to the major shift in the Shador Sanders odds this morning. Steelers now the favorite. Giants second. Saints down to fourth. Saints were favored for weeks and weeks on FDuel Sportsbook. So FanDuel Sportsbooks are shows, obviously, on the FanDuel Sports Network. Pittsburgh at +310. Giants at +350. Cleveland at +360 for Shador Sanders.
Who are the Saints going to have a quarterback this year?
Derek Carr.
If he can play.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if you're
Spencer
the
Rattler.
So what's that tell you about Shador Sanders?
I mean, that's a great follow-up, Dusty. Seriously, like, if you're a team that doesn't have a quarterback, which New Orleans does not right now, and you're not even interested in Shador Sanders and you're a top 10 pick, boy, he may slip all the way to Pittsburgh. Or the NFL's machine is in operation and they're directing him to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Which,
I mean, it sounds like Pittsburgh's out on certain quarterbacks because they haven't made a decision and they don't plan on doing that anytime soon, according to the interview they had on Pat McAfee. But, I mean, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. I feel like Tomlin's the kind of guy to be like the stepdad to Shador Sanders.
I think it would be a great relationship. I think Deion being around that program would be great.
Because, like, Deion's always going to have your back. He retires your number for a putrid record, and for whatever reason, they do that at Colorado now, I guess.
It doesn't matter, though. He's a game changer at Colorado,
If I'm Shiloh, I'm like, where's mine? Yeah, nobody they're giving. They're giving you.
Yeah, they've changed that whole program. I don't have a problem with them retiring that number. He means a lot to that university and what that university has become because of those guys. I mean, like that's college stuff where he's important to you as a university. He may not be important to the general public, but every professional team has people's numbers who shouldn't be retired.
Yeah, there's one in Kaufman.
There's one. Yeah, Frank White.
But I mean,
there's some Chiefs you look up. They're like, and you know, like, who's that guy, right? But he's important to the franchise. Like, I'm sure if you look up at the Chiefs Ring of Honor, if you're not a Chiefs fan, you see some of those names. You're like, I don't recognize any of those guys. But then somebody explains why they're up there and what they've meant to the organization and how important they were to the organization. You're like, oh, okay, I understand why you retire, you know, that number. So that's where Shedeur Sanders is in all this. People are like, oh, Tim Tebow. Now, that's Florida's problem for not retiring Tim Tebow.
No, the obvious answer is his number was retired because he's the coach's son. And if that's like, if nobody sees that, then that's on you. That's the reason why his number's
retired. But if the coach wasn't there and his son wasn't there and Travis Hunter wasn't there, Colorado would be in like the MAC.
I'm the biggest Colorado activist. I love Colorado. What did Shedeur actually do to Colorado? Like, what other than
brought hope or brought excitement?
Didn't win anything.
It doesn't matter though. They changed the whole landscape of that university.
You retire a name.
No, I totally disagree. It's all about what that person did for you and did for your organization.
But they didn't do anything. If they won a bowl game or they had a winning record,
you're missing the point. You're missing the point on this one. It's not about the. Yes, you are.
I told you the reason his jersey retired because his dad's the coach.
And I'm telling you the reason his jersey's retired is because they were part of a renaissance that brought that football program back from the dead.
Because of his dad.
So what? Retire his name too.
They will eventually.
If you are important to a university or a team and they retire your number or put your name on a ring of honor, that's up to that university. I didn't go to Colorado. You didn't go. Nobody did in this room went to Colorado. So we can't talk about the impact that he had. I mean, that university changed its moniker to Prime Time. Like, their enrollment is at record highs.
Of that is because of Shedeur Sanders.
But it's because he was part of that team. He was the catalyst of that team. He was the main guy on that team. I have no problem with them retiring his number at all. I think more schools should do that.
Second main guy in that team.
I mean, you brought up to me about Todd Reesing, and I go, yeah, Kansas should retire his number, because for 2 years, that guy was Kansas football, sold out the stadium, brought football back. People were excited about it. You had a major impact on a program. Your number should be retired.
Their first Heisman Trophy winner didn't even have his jersey retired.
Well, that's on them.
But it's again, his number is retired because... Yeah. They 100% were going to put Travis Hunter's up there. He actually won a Heisman, you know, one of only, two players in Colorado's history to do so.
Yep.
Accolade, well done. And then it's like, well, they're friends and they're boys and we're going to do it together. And why are they going to do it? Because I said so and I'm his dad.
Yeah. Okay. That's kind of the way it is. I don't have a problem with that. I just don't think one has anything to do with the other. Like, Tim Tebow's number's not retired in Florida, therefore Shedeur Sanders' number. No, that's Florida's fault. Like, how do you not have Tim Tebow's number retired if you're the University of Florida? Do you have Urban Meyer in your Ring of Honor?
Should Cordell Stewart be retired for Colorado?
Sure.
Did way more for the program.
Absolutely. Like, just because it hasn't been done doesn't mean it shouldn't be done. Like, and new coaches come in, they change things all the time. I mean, ask Steve Spagnuolo when he went into St. Louis and took down all the stuff and people were mad and you know, like, come on, man. Like, certain things and certain people matter to certain organizations, and how they celebrate them is up to them. You know, it's not up to me as a Kansas guy to tell Colorado whose number to retire. I don't know what kind of impact they truly had on that program, but I can see it from afar. It's been a huge impact for that university. Huh.
I have a quick question. What if in 5 years they're back? Dion left. He's in, you know, whatever. Name your school. And Colorado's back to being what they were. But forever, Travis Hunter and Shedeur are in
two of the greatest years of our lives as Colorado fans.
Okay.
It is. It's two of the greatest years of our lives as Colorado fans.
I would just say kind of takes away from what you're saying, because they didn't build anything.
Well, that's not my fault after they leave and things go to pot. I can't help what the guy does after Andy Reid or what the guy did after Marty Schottenheimer or, you know, like that kind of stuff. I mean, no. I just think if somebody's important to your organization, you retire their numbers. I mean, go look at the Chiefs Ring of Honor. There's a lot of people up there you go,
Yeah, but there's not a guy like Shedeur Sanders up there that won 8 games and lost 13. Never won a bowl game, never had an outstanding statistical season, never had a record-setting season, never did anything.
Probably brought more money in for the University of Colorado to their endowment than maybe any other athlete has ever done.
Because of his dad.
So what? Then retire his name, too. Put it all up there.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Jackson State should retire the entire roster.
They absolutely should. I mean, that put them on the map.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. These people mean things to certain organizations. That's not my decision to tell them whether or not that's the right thing to do. You've done a lot for Colorado. There was nobody going to the games.
You're twisting words, because I'm not saying it's the right or wrong thing to do. I'm saying it doesn't make sense. I don't care what they do, quite honestly. Somebody made a great text. I go to people's houses. I look at their decorations. I don't say anything because it's not my house. I'm just telling you from a perspective of viewership of people, like, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It's just like, really? Like, what did he, like, you're taking away and you're supporting the theory that everybody gets trophies. Because it's like, okay, well, then if that's the case, then the people that got third, fourth, and fifth in the race should be praised like the people that got first, second, and third. Travis Hunter's number should 100% be retired. He won the best award you could possibly win in football at Colorado. Shador Sanders did not win a bowl game, went to one playoff, never had a winning record.
Neither did Travis Hunter, though.
But he won a Heisman. That's an outlier.
I understand that.
That is an outlier.
But is Travis Hunter there if Shador Sanders isn't there?
No, Travis Hunter's there because Deion is there.
Well, we don't know that, though. We don't know that.
He went to Jackson State because Deion was there.
So did Shador, though.
Because Deion was there, and there's the anomaly that his son is just so happens to be the same age.
Yeah, but I don't know that to be the case. I mean, we don't know these things, man. Like, why? Who cares? If somebody wants to retire.
Bob Hamlin's number in the Royals Ring of Honor.
Well, he didn't do anything to deserve that.
That's okay, more than Shador Sanders
put him in the Royals Hall of Fame then. Sure.
At least he won an award.
You know? Put him in the Royals Hall of Fame. I don't care. Like, if you want to honor somebody, why do you care? Why does it bother you?
What do you mean?
But why does it bother anybody if Shador
because
Sanders...
Because my entire life, I've been told as a millennial that we give away participation trophies, and I say, yeah, I don't agree with that. This is 100,000% a participation trophy.
I disagree.
But you're wrong.
Yeah, no,
he
I'm not wrong.
He didn't do anything.
You're right. Maybe he didn't have the numbers. He didn't have this. But he turned he's part of turning the university around, man.
If they were winners...
It doesn't matter. They're filling the stadium. Their endowments at a record high. Their enrollments at a record high. People
and that's
now
all because
know,
of Shador Sanders.
It's all because of these last 2 years in football. Yes, it is.
Okay.
100% it is.
So
look at the numbers before Deion was there.
There's my point.
And
before
then look
Deion
at,
was
and,
there.
And, but Deion brought the players with him.
Exactly.
Like you're not getting these players brought in, and they're not doing these good things and bringing this enrollment to this level of where it is if Deion isn't there to bring these players
in. I'm just saying, from a generation that literally on this airwaves said that participation trophies should not exist. Victory losses that people always use in the NFL should not exist. They literally won nothing. I'm a huge primetime fan. My sweatshirt does not say Coach Shador, or does it say it's my time with Shador? It says Coach Prime. It has Deion's name on it. It just so happens that his son goes there. He made a rule where he's like, I'm going to put my son's number up there. For what? Because he's my son. And that's the explanation. There's no, okay, what numbers did he put up that are like egregiously awesome? None.
But I mean, we're also talking about the Miami quarterbacks in the break, and you're like, Vinny Testaverde named two others. We're like, and then Ken Dorsey's like the third name that comes up. How many Colorado football players can people name?
Eric Bieniemy, Brian Westbrook, Cordell Stewart, Travis Hunter.
There you go. I mean, it's like
it's
you're
not
fifth,
a long list.
But I mean,
it's
that's not.
Not
the argument.
It's not. But when you retire a number, the meaning and the impact that a player had on it, like we're going in circles now here. So,
all right, draft odds.
All right. Which draft day highlight will be shown first? Brett Favre in his bedroom at -140 or Aaron Rodgers waiting at +100?
Oh,
who's the better guy? I don't know.
I'll take.
Why would Favre be in his bedroom? I'm confused.
Because we always show that picture. Yeah,
picture of him in the draft day with the hat on.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like wearing jorts, laying on the bed or something.
Aaron Rodgers waiting.
I'll go Brett Favre.
Okay. Which will be seen first, Cheesehead on a player at +200 or pizza in a draftee's home at -300?
Cheesehead on a player, is that
I don't think you can cheesehead on a player unless you're drafted by the Packers.
I was going to say, what did the Packers pick, like 28th?
Probably,
27,
yeah.
Probably in there.
Mid-20s, yeah.
Because they lost in the first
round. But unless they make everybody wear a cheese head, because that's what you do in Wisconsin.
23.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. I would see that on a Packers, but I don't think it goes on another player. How many cheese heads will there be in attendance at the draft?
A lot.
A lot.
All of them.
Oh, my gosh.
There's apparently going to be 200,000 people.
They're saying 250,000 people when the city is set up to house basically 17,000 in hotel rooms. The numbers aren't right. I'm not buying this crap from the NFL. Who will be the player first traded during the NFL draft?
It's fun.
Jair Alexander +400. Mark Andrews +500 along with Trey Hendrickson. Jalen Ramsey plus 6, Kirk Cousins plus 800, and then you got Anthony Richardson, Dallas Goedert, Will Levis, DeAndre Swift, Kayvon Thibodeau, Breece Hall, Tyreek Hill, and Micah Parsons.
You said number one was A.J. Brown?
A.J. Brown's not on that.
No, it was Jair Alexander, who would be kind of cool because he is a Packer.
He's a Packer.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
As a player getting traded? Mm-hmm. How is A.J. Brown not on the list? Like, that's the biggest name because of being traded.
Because everybody would be betting on him.
That's fair. So he's taken off. Okay. Give me Mark Andrews. Because they're going to draft a kicker. You watch. I don't know what round.
Yeah,
but they're definitely
drafting
a kicker in Baltimore because that guy's weird, allegedly. And then, I don't know, man, because there was also an article out that they were going to trade Mark Andrews on the draft. Or there's a possibility they would trade him in the draft.
How? Why would they do that?
Can somebody explain that one to me? Did I miss something?
Isaiah Likely's really good, maybe, and they're ready for him to be the tight end one. That's my first thought.
He's hurt. Has he lessened his toe length yet?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, man. I mean, maybe Mark Andrews needs to get out after the way his season ended in Baltimore
because
of how.
Oh, that's right.
He had those two drops.
Hell, I'd go get him.
Well, or what you do is your Carolina. They love to trade. Don't they have the first pick in the third round? Trade your first pick in the third round and get Mark Andrews and the Ravens pick. And then you have a veteran tied in with
Bryce Young. It's a great pick. It's a great idea.
Load him up with Thielen and Mark Andrews.
That's a
lot to give up for Mark Andrews, though. A first pick in the third round.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's happening.
Yeah.
But I guess the way that it did end is hard to overcome, man. Like, sometimes you have those bad endings and you got to go.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get out. Because he was getting, like, death threats.
I mean, it was bad. That's right. It was bad.
It was really bad.
I forgot
about
that.
Don't ever be those people, by the way.
No, terrible.
That's why I forgot about it. Those people suck, man. Seriously.
You go Kirk Cousins? Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a safe one.
Yeah, I have a weird feeling that quarterbacks aren't exciting, man. Jackson Dart, Shador, they're falling. I think Kirk's going to be.
Maybe that's part of the reason why. But if you're Atlanta, you're not trading Kirk Cousins to New Orleans, are you?
Why not? In division?
Yeah.
You're not scared of him.
Yeah,
you're not scared. He's going to throw to
Chris Olave.
What pick does New Orleans have? 9? If you're Atlanta and you can get the 9th pick for Kirk Cousins, you're doing that.
But
I don't know. I don't know if New Orleans would do that, though.
I'll give you Kirk and a 4th, and we'll go up to 9. Swap first.
Swap first. That's right. You got to do that, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of swapping. That's how you get sore throat.
Uh-huh. How many draft day trades? That's the next one.
Yeah, how many draft day trades will there be in round 1? The over-under is at 4.5.
Well, I'm taking the under there.
It's like Royals offense tonight.
Take
the under or 4.5.
You're going to take the under?
That feels like a lot.
Of total trades?
Yeah.
In the first
5?
Round. Just in the first. But I mean,
but
nothing's happened
but
yet,
he's
though.
He's not wrong, because once somebody does it, it's like when you were a kid in school and you finish your test quick and you're like, I'm going to wait until somebody else turns
theirs
in. And then someone goes, you're like, all right, now we're good.
Yeah.
And then it's like 2, 3, 4. Oh, everybody was done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but like you always see those runs, you know, too. Mm. Like there could be a run on trade. This is the latest it's gone without a first round trade in history of the draft. Who's to say we don't start swapping picks right away, man?
What was the article? I'm sure we saw the same things through the same algorithms on Twitter almost. But like, wasn't it like the last time it's gone this long was when Montana was traded to the Chiefs?
I did see something
like
that 93? Yesterday. Yeah, the last time it did go this long. Yeah,
it was Montana from San Francisco to Kansas City. Yeah. And then I remember J.J. Burden quote tweet. It was like, I remember when I got that call. I was on vacation. It was like, getting Joe Montana. Wait a damn minute. So, yeah, I go under on the 4.5. Like, well, I'd say there's probably 2.
Four and a half's a number, though, that's really big.
I know. It makes me think, like, okay, maybe I'm
missing
something.
What do they know?
Yeah.
Zag. When everybody's just zag away from that.
Yeah. From
that's
public.
A lot
fade,
of trades,
fade.
Man. That means if you take the over, you're thinking 5 teams
five
are trading.
You know, 5 different trades.
You don't trade for what?
I mean, Tennessee would set it off. Because, like, that's what I'm hoping for in this boring draft this year, is that some sort of fireworks happen before anything happens. With the first pick of the draft, the Tennessee Titans are trading out of the first pick.
You're like, I'd be shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get to that rumor coming up in our next segment about the possibilities of Tennessee trading that number one pick, because it's a glorious rumor that I absolutely love. I'll leave you on this one. Will there be a trade in the top 10 picks? Yes, -150. No, +110.
Dusty?
I'm going to take the yes -150.
I think yes.
Because of what Bob just said and the content that we'll get into on the other side and why it definitively says there will be a trade inside the top 10. Who? You know exactly who it is here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
Fesco and Dusty. We punched each other a few times during the break, for those of you that think we were fighting. I thought it was a good conversation.
It's a great conversation because everybody's having it. I can't believe that has become one of the most talked about things, though, in sports. And people getting mad. Tim Tebow's not retired. Tell Florida that, then.
We're going to come back stronger than ever. God bless. Still one of the best, like, press conferences ever. And came out on the field. We're going to do it again. Come back one more year. Yeah, because somebody told you you weren't going to be a good pro quarterback.
He may not be a good pro quarterback at all. How many great players played at KU that never did anything in the NBA or and at any school, right? Just because you're good in college doesn't translate into the pros at all. And doing something in the pros should not determine whether or not your college still views you as somebody that did a lot. Like Perry Ellis just entered the transfer portal yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, you got to watch out for those tweets.
You had a good one yesterday that you thought was real. I was hoping it was
yesterday,
real, too.
Yeah, the 247 Sports.
Yeah, 274 Sports. It was about Dominic Raiola.
Yeah. Matt Rhule said, Matt Rhule's like, yeah, this is a situation of discipline, and he came back fat, 230 pounds. He's out of breath running drills.
Five-star talent, two-star motor.
Two-star body or something. Two-star motor. I can't rely on a guy who can't breathe after a sprint. I was like, God, I hope this is true.
Kegs and eggs and football. Let's go.
Yeah. All right. We do it every year. We do it every week. Start Pitch Cut a little earlier today. We will be joined by Matt McMullen of the Kansas City Chiefs in the 9 o'clock hour to talk all things draft as we get into Start Bench Cut here, brought to you by Jay Southland Tow. 913-586-7965. We start this off and we give a little background to this from Bob Fesco. But if you could start bench cut one of these three quarterbacks going into the draft, Brock Purdy, Kirk Cousins, Cam Ward.
Yeah, play the audio of the, because my computer doesn't go out over the air, apparently, they said.
Okay.
Someone's been talking to the 49ers reporters. 49ers offer, from what Anonymous is hearing, to Brock Purdy is still in the high 40s, like 40-some million dollars. Brock's camp needs a 5 on the end of that contract, or the beginning of that contract, and an achievable bonus structure. They're close technically on average annual value, but Brock Purdy's camp is also unhappy with contract language on guarantees. The Tua comp at $53 million AAV is going to be the hang-up here. There's no way Purdy is taking below what Tua currently makes at $53 million. Also, as I told you weeks ago, Purdy loves the idea of living in Tennessee. Everyone thinks Aaron Rodgers is holding the quarterback market up. It's the 49ers deciding if the Titans' second-round pick and some change will persuade them to take the risk of trading their franchise guy, Brock Purdy, over a $6 to $8 million AAV difference. If they decide to trade him, it's draft day pandemonium.
Who doesn't want that to happen? Like, how excited would you be if the commissioner comes on the screen and says the Tennessee Titans have traded the first pick of the draft to the San Francisco 49ers for Brock Purdy and their first round pick and all that other stuff, the 49ers are now on the clock.
Be blockbuster.
I mean, you would lose your
electric
mind.
Electric. No,
right? We'd all lose our
the
minds,
landing,
right?
Like, chicken fingers be flying.
I mean, it,
not mine.
No. I'll be catching all the ones that people are wasting because they're so good.
I'd be like when they shot hot dogs out of the K, I'd be robbing kids.
Yeah, get hit in the eye, knocked out.
Yeah.
No, but I think, like, if that's true, that would be the greatest thing ever.
Awesome.
And if I'm the 49ers, I would love to unload Brock Purdy. That way you're escaping of not having to pay a guy who I don't think deserves to have a 5 in front of his number his contract. But that's where we are. The 49ers have done a pretty good job developing Mr. Irrelevant into a good quarterback. Shanahan's probably thinking to himself as he takes a drag off his last cigarette and says, I can work with anybody. 49ers now have the number one pick. Cameron Ward, come on down to San Francisco.
I can see Shanahan thinking that too.
Right.
Because he does think that.
Because the arrogance. So I would love that trade. So start bench and cut in that order. I'm still starting Kirk Cousins. I'm benching Purdy and I'm cutting Cam Ward because I don't know what he's going to be in the NFL.
I'll start Brock Purdy. I'll start Cam Ward. I'll bench Brock Purdy and I'll cut Cousins.
I would start Purdy because he's been to a Super Bowl. Now, granted, he had a lot of talent.
A lot of help.
Around that team. I would bench Cam Ward. I'm done with Cousins.
Yep,
I think last year was kind of that, like, eesh. What we say about, like, Salvador Perez yesterday, sometimes age catches up
sometimes
to you.
Sometimes it does,
Maybe that, you know, Grim Reaper caught up to Kirk Cousins last year. It's like, hey, man, the Achilles was a sign. You came back. You didn't throw a touchdown in 4 weeks. You threw a boatload of interceptions. We're going to start Michael Penix week 9. Sorry.
You like that?
I mean, yeah,
not anymore, man.
Not anymore, you don't. So I think I would probably move along from that. But with the I don't know, the prospect that could be Cam Ward. I think that gives you a little bit more hope than what could be Kirk Cousins. You might have 6 to 9 years with Cam Ward. Really you might good. Have three. You might only have 6 games with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
And Brock Purdy, he's the only guy out of that list of recency that's actually proven. I know Kirk Cousins had that year in Minnesota, but it's
but if you're Brock Purdy, you got to get him talent.
Yeah.
He do. Needs talent, and he had a lot of
also,
it.
Also, if they get rid of Brock Purdy, how quick does that seat get hot for Shanahan in San Francisco?
I think it starts over.
I think
it cools back off because now you got a new quarterback. If you were rolling with Purdy and signed him to that extension.
That's a good point.
Thank you. Seat gets hot. You've traded this quarterback. Now you've got a rookie. I think it hits.
That's interesting.
I personally think you hit the reset button.
Probably the same for John Lynch then too, right? John Lynch reset?
Yeah. I don't think John Lynch is on the hot seat at all, though.
Yeah. So we go with the draft order because I think this draft's a lot like a fantasy draft where you're like, I don't know who could go number one overall. Mm-hmm. Could be like last year was like, is it Justin Jefferson? Is it Tyreek Hill? Is it Christian McCaffrey?
Yep.
I honestly don't want the first pick because I want to see where the first person yields. So I start bench cut with your first 3 picks of the draft. Would you rather have the first, second, third, Titans, Browns, or Giants?
I think the Giants have the worst pick in the history of the draft. I've got on record of saying that, so I'll cut that pick.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start the Titans, and then I'll bench the Browns. I'll go exactly in that order. You love to be able to set the tone for this draft, right? You like to be able to have that first pick. But the problem is you have to have balls. You can't listen to what Mel Kiper and all these other analysts say. If Cam Ward isn't the fit for your organization, then don't draft Cam Ward.
Mm-hmm. I like the fact that, like, with the first pick, if you take a quarterback, like, all eyes on me, once said by Tupac Shakur. I think that, like, that's a lot of pressure. But if you're the Giants, you're like, oh, they took Cam Ward? Okay, fine. We don't have to worry about that story. Oh, they took Travis Hunter? Even better. Don't have to worry about that hype. Oh, we get Abdul Carter?
Yeah, like, sweet.
Defensive ends can change franchises.
You're right.
Lawrence Taylor did it. Derek Thomas did it. Miles Garrett did it.
Yep.
Well, Micah Parsons is kind of doing it, I think.
Yeah, he's got to overcome the owner. That's hard to do.
But I mean, like, man, if you're the Giants, you're like, all right, sweet. We have Abdul Carter here. We're taking him. We're not even thinking about it.
That's
We're
a fair point. I do like that angle, too. Like, the two guys that have the biggest, you know, kind of bust written all over them, you know, go ahead of you. Then you take the guy who's the best in the draft.
Because call me stupid if you want. I have yet to hear anybody say, I don't know, man, Abdul Carter could be a bust. Like, not one
person. Well, people are trying to float this foot thing now about him.
Rex Ryan?
Yeah.
It's the only negative with him is the foot.
It is. It really is the only negative,
We saw that guy with a shirt on doing drills. Jeez. Like, that's an immediate franchise changer, man.
So you're starting Giants.
Starting Giants, benching Browns. I want nothing to do with the first overall pick in this draft.
I'm going right there with you, man. I agree completely. I get where you're coming from, Bob, but
you guys make sense. I'm like, man, that makes sense too. I don't have an argument there.
Take a break from sports. We go to food because it is in Lambeau. It is in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Cheese sauce. So nacho cheese or whatever you like, queso from a Mexican restaurant, the white sauce. Cheese curds or cheese ball. And the cheese ball does come with wheat thins or Triscuits.
Or Triscuits. It's a hard one because I eat queso probably more than any of those other three things.
I would
drink
queso, dude.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the cheese curd, could you imagine dipping cheese curds in queso?
Queso?
I can feel my heart skipping a beat.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
See, that's where you go tonight for your daughter-dad date. Just go to a Mexican restaurant and just load up on white cheese. You know the kids love it.
Yeah, they do. That's a Friday thing.
Go to Culver's first, bring it back, then go to the Mexican restaurant.
Go to Culver's, get the cheese. Yeah. But by the time you get to the cheese sauce, the cheese curds are cold.
Yeah, it's true.
But you got to try the caramel.
We need a full report. There's a lot going on. So, no, I think I would probably start the curd, bench the sauce, and then cut the ball.
Okay.
I'll switch up the curd. I'll start the sauce, bench the curd, cut the ball.
Cheese curds are, like, those are one of those things that you don't remember how good they are until you have them. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, God, why don't I get these more? I don't know. It's fried cheese, and you don't want to be dead.
You've never seen anybody angry eating cheese curds. Like, you've never seen somebody like, God, today sucked.
Have you ever, have you ever had anybody go, that just wasn't a good curd? It's fried cheese.
Yeah, come on.
Spectre probably 100%. Has. 100%. You bang on that window. 100%. Get it. Yeah.
He's like, I'm not a cheese curd fan.
Get him real
what's
fast.
What's their purpose? Yeah. What's their purpose?
Is he in there still? Can he see me? I can't tell if he's
Can't you talk to him through the window?
Like, is he still in there?
He's not in there.
He's not in there. Well, that's why I can't
And then
see
the last star bitch cut before we get to Matt McMullen. Travis Hunter, Ashton Jeanty, or Carter?
Abdul Carter?
Abdul Carter.
Oh, boy. I'm cutting Hunter.
Me too.
Wow. I don't know who to go with. Ty.
Yeah. I know it's tough. I'll start Carter.
I'm going to start Carter. Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of where I'll go because of the position.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
We're on the end of the clock, so we got to go and can't get mine in there. No, I would start Abdul Carter. I'd bench Jenty. I'd cut Travis Hunter, unfortunately.
Yeah. I think that's
which
funny.
I'm just getting the Heisman Trophy winner out of here. Coming up on the other side, Mac McMullen of the Kansas City Chiefs joins us here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well on your home for the Kansas City Chiefs, 96.5 The Fan.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Well, I'll tell you what, living with that chronic...